Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
On this fabulous May 4th, this is May, this is PGA Championship Week. It's the Wells Fargo underway. Jason Duffner in the lead in Hawaii. It's going to be, well, a little cloudy, a breezy day. They say it's 10 to 25 miles per hour. Feels stronger at times. Winds shifting out of the northwest, Kauai and Oahu. Although I hear on Kauai it's still, on Maui it's breezy, on the Big Island it's just the Big Island and there's no rain. Absolutely drenched Kauai and Poipu Bay right now. Cart path only. We've got two rounds at Poipu Bay to give away today. This is all for Mother's Day, Mother's Day month as well. And we have some brand new Bridgestone E6 Soft. The E6 Soft golf ball is all about distance. We got a box for you to win too. Okay, so first off, got some great guests with us this morning. Jose Carle from downtown Bourguignon by Chef Jose Carle. Jose Carle is the Golf Kitchen Punta Mita. Golf Kitchen Punta Mita's Chef's Challenge. He's the champion. And Diana DeLucia will be checking in as well, the editor-in-chief and founder of Golf Kitchen. Claude Brousseau on Maui, PGA Master, owner of Maui School of Golf. Ken Green, five-time PGA Tour winner, author of Hunter of Hope. And we'll be talking with Ken. But first, we're going to talk with Mark Rolfing right after we talk. Well, we thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water, or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors. Increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And here's Mark Rolfing, Golf Channel analyst, golf commentator for Golf Channel NBC Sports. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Good morning, Danielle. How are you?
I'm good.
It is breezy on Maui today. Big Kona wind.
Kona wind's blowing for your side. Boy, it's everywhere. It's, you know, northwest, southwest, southeast. Depends what microclimate you're in. We're getting hearing drenched conditions for Kauai. On Oahu, it hasn't rained. It's just been blowing on the south side, at least. The wind's, you know, hitting the jalousies and everything's rattling in the house. PGA Championship at Bethpage, May 13th to the 19th. Mark Rolfing's going to be there, of course, and at Bethpage State Park on Bethpage Black, this championship will be played. Some say, of course, the PGA of America couldn't have made their major championship date switch on a better time because Tiger Woods just won, of course, at the Masters. And I want to talk to you, Mark Rolfing. What was your reaction when Tiger Woods won the Masters?
Well, I got to tell you, Danielle, you know, when they changed the tee times on Sunday at Augusta National, it put us on the Golf Channel in a really difficult spot because our live from show had to move up early. And so we were actually on the air beginning at 6 a.m. out there, which was midnight here in Hawaii. We were on live at 6 a.m. and finished at 9, and Tiger teed off at 9:20. And there was this feeling in the air, and I had kind of talked to myself throughout this three-hour show into the fact that I really did think Tiger could win. And I decided to walk over to the first tee and watch him tee off at 9:20. I just wanted to see it in case it was going to be one of those days. And I never left that group. I couldn't stop walking and watching as a golf fan. It just became a totally mesmerizing experience. And it was one of the most, I guess, it's one of the days in my career I'll never forget. And it's more because I was a fan that day, not just a broadcaster.
Yes. So from midnight, I mean, you're up before midnight to get ready for the show. You're on the air from midnight, well, our time was 6 a.m., all day walking with Tiger Woods. And then what happened after when he won? What was it like on that 18th?
It was phenomenal. You know, the outpouring of emotion that not only came from Tiger, but from the rest of the fans, patrons, as we call them down there, obviously, was something like I've never seen. People were crying. There were literally people hugging each other and just, you know, embracing each other and realizing they had just witnessed history. And I think as much as anything, the patrons at Augusta National and the people that go to the Masters are the most ardent golf fans in the game. And everybody at that moment realized not only was that win going to do a lot for Tiger Woods, but it was going to do a lot for the game. It was probably the most important thing that could happen to golf right now. It was a jolt of energy that we needed, and there was just a tremendous, you know, release of emotion by everybody, because I'm sure a lot of people never thought it would ever happen.
That was, you know, I was always there hoping, but there was always that shred of, but I got goosebumps, chicken skin, while you were talking. Just the idea of being there with you while you were describing it, people hugging, people crying, because it was, you know, one of the big hopes. It was one of those big hopes that haven't been coming true lately, you know, in horse racing even. Today's Kentucky Derby Day, you know, and you always want to have that, the big win. It just was really wonderful. It was wonderful to see his emotion, his smile, his embracing of his caddy, and loving the whole moment, and showing that love without any suppression, without any attitude. It was just joy, and it was gorgeous. Now,
you know, you put it so well, Danielle. Hope is what the game of golf that we love so much is all about. I think that's why it's like no other game in the world, and that's what makes golf so intriguing. There is always hope. This morning, on Saturday morning, people are thinking to themselves, maybe today's the day. I can go out to Poipu, or I can go out to Kapalua, or I can go out to Maunganui, or wherever they're going, all over Hawaii, regardless of the conditions, and maybe they're going to find their swing today. Maybe they're going to break the course record today, or maybe they're going to go to a new course that they've never played, and that'll be the most fun course they've ever played. Golf provides hope for people, and with Tiger, you know, because of the way he is just such a lightning rod of a person, of a human, we all had hope that something like that could happen. I'm just not sure there was a lot of people that had belief, and now we do.
Now we do, and now we're going into Bethpage. The PGA Championship being played in May, and the big question back then was, this is up in the Northeast, this is New York. How's the winter conditions going to affect the golf course? And I know you've been to Bethpage Black recently, so what are your thoughts on the conditions?
You know, it's exactly what I would have expected by moving to May, and the PGA was well aware that they were going to face some of these conditions. It is very wet out there right now. It's been a very wet winter in New York, and consequently, the grass is green. There's no question about it. The rough is pretty healthy, but the course is going to play really long. Now, if you think about Augusta National, that's the way Augusta played at this Masters. It was wet all week long at Augusta. You had to hit the ball high and long, and, you know, it certainly favored a certain kind of player. It favored a long-hitting kind of a player, a Brooks Koepka guy, let's say. But the one thing that is always going to trump long-hitting is great iron play. Tiger Woods is leading, if you can imagine this, Tiger Woods is leading the PGA Tour, Danielle, in greens and regulation right now. That
amazing.
Is just an amazing thing when we think of where he was 2 years ago with his game. So I still think, even though Bethpage is going to play long and soft, Tiger's, you know, definitely one of the favorites in my mind. Now, there's two things working against him, I think, at Bethpage. Being that it's New York in the spring, it's going to be cold in the morning. And I'm worried a little bit about his back. We saw him walking around last week kind of gingerly, like, I don't know, is his back okay? It's hard to really tell. It's going to favor a younger player, I would think, more than an older player. I worry about Justin Rose also, let's say, in conditions like that. But Tiger is clearly one of the favorites in my mind. Can he win the U.S. Open at Bethpage? Absolutely. And just think of what the U.S. Open at Pebble would be like if he were to win the first two.
insane.
Insane. That's a good way to put it.
Well, it was interesting watching Tiger Woods afterwards talking about his victory and knowing that, as he said, Brooksy was on his heels. That's Brooks Koepka. And Brooks Koepka was on his heels until everybody on 12 decided to dump it in the water. That was an amazing hole of golf to watch. You could watch that again and again, just that sequence of players going up to the 12th and going for the, you know, going for that flagstick, and into the water they went. Brooks Koepka has won back-to-back U.S. Opens. So could he win back-to-back PGA championships is the question going into Bethpage Black.
The answer is yes, but here's the problem with Koepka right now. It's his putting, believe it or not, Danielle. And this guy is one of the great clutch putters in the game. It's a very underrated part of his game because of his physical physique. People look at him and say, oh, he's a big hitter. He's a Dustin Johnson kind of a player. Yeah, he's sort of a Dustin Johnson kind of a player, tee to green, but he's a better putter than Dustin Johnson is. He is not putting well. He's 149th right now in strokes gained putting on the PGA Tour, which is quite bad for him. So I think for Koepka to, to win at Bethpage, he's going to have to putt better than he's putting. You've heard this before from me. I said it before the Players, and I was right. I said it before the Masters, and I was wrong. McIlroy is the favorite. And the reason McIlroy is the favorite is that he loves these long, soft conditions. Those are the kind of conditions that he won the U.S. Open in at Congressional in Washington, D.C. back in 2011. When he won the PGA, it was playing long and soft. These long, soft conditions are right up McIlroy's alley.
Rory McIlroy had an amazing round, the first round of the Wells Fargo on Thursday. He had a very not follow-up round, and he stood there in front of the media and said, yesterday I was talking about how great I did, and today I'm talking about how not so great I did. And someone followed up with that by saying, you know, it's great how he seems to just have the same attitude no matter what happens to him on the golf course. And I think that's going to be good for him going forward. I don't know about that. What are your thoughts on the way he's handling his up and down game?
You know, the thing, Danielle, about Rory is Rory's had a transformation in the last year in his life. And that basically is he has said to himself, and now he says to the world, I'm going to be Rory McIlroy the rest of my life. I'm going to do what I want to do. Am I going to work as hard day in and day out to be the best player in the world as some of these other guys? The answer is no. There's a lot of things that he wants to do in his life besides play golf and win championships. Now, does he want to win championships and be the best player? Absolutely. And will he be? At times, I think the answer is yes. But there are also going to be times where the answer is no. You're going to see way more peaks and valleys in McIlroy's career going forward because he just isn't going to turn his entire life over to being the absolute best player in the world. You're going to see a lot of greatness out of McIlroy, and you're going to see a lot of lower depths where he isn't playing very well. So it's not going to be a steady Eddie kind of guy for the rest of his career. You're going to see a lot of ups and downs, I think, from McIlroy.
It's going to make it hard from the bookies.
Yes, it will. It certainly will.
All right. Rory McIlroy had his Grand Slam moment for the Masters, and now we're going into the PGA Championship, and this is Jordan Spieth's Grand Slam moment, right, for his career Grand Slam. Jordan going into the PGA Championship, have you talked to him?
No, I haven't. Not since the Masters. I don't have any reason to believe that all of a sudden Jordan's going to find lightning in the bottle at Bethpage. But having said that, is the talent there? Jordan's been really quiet, and I think that's probably a good thing. We know that he needs to shake something up. Whatever he's been trying over the last couple of years isn't working. He has been playing too much, I think too much golf, trying to play his way out of the slump that he's in. The last month or so, he's been pretty quiet. I kind of like that. And the question is he going to be able to show up at Bethpage and all of a sudden find some magic? You and I have talked about this before. If he starts trying to get some freedom in his game, which is exactly what McIlroy did. 2 years ago, they were very similar in the way that they were approaching the game. They were sort of guys that played by instinct, freedom, and everything else. And through that period of time between then and now, Jordan has become very technical. You see his coach, Cameron McCormick, following him around everywhere he goes. And some of that's okay. But, boy, you still have to go out and play golf. And so maybe this little disappearance, maybe this little being quiet, you don't see him on social media right now, is what Jordan needs. But having said that, he's going to have to drive the ball better at Bethpage than he has been. He's been terrible driving, really, for the last year.
Yeah, and it's been, you know, sad to see, because he'll have one round where you feel like, okay, he's got the magic back, you know, he's doing it. And then he comes back and it just all falls apart. It's like at some moment, our contenders in this game, and Ricky Fowler and Jordan Spieth and Rory McIlroy, on the Saturday going into Sunday, something happens. Like, I'm on the verge. It's like they shouldn't think about that, you know, but you can't help it at some point. You just got to play every hole as it comes and then hopefully come out the winner. You know, I think that's why Tiger Woods was successful at the Masters. He was just plodding along one hole at a time, doing it very conservatively when necessary, not trying to be shiny and sparkly and aggressive.
Well, let me tell you who I think learned a big lesson at the Masters, too, Danielle, that we need to keep our eye on at Bethpage, and that's Tony Finau.
Mm.
Tony Finau's game matches up to Bethpage absolutely perfectly, I believe. And what happened to Tony at Augusta National on Sunday, I think, is a lesson he's going to take with him for a long time, and that is he made the mistake that you're just talking about. He got tempted at 12. He tried to do something you shouldn't do in a situation like that. And he lost the Masters really on one shot. Now, would Tiger have beaten him anyway? Maybe. Hard to say. But Tony still has this amazing record of top fives and top tens in the majors. I think he will have learned from that. And I just have a hunch to keep your eye on Finau at that stage.
You know, before we take a break and talk about Kapalua, I wanted to ask you about something that when I saw Hideki Matsuyama today or yesterday in the round at Wells Fargo, I thought, my gosh, look at Hideki. I mean, here is a guy who was like on the top of his game at Bridgestone, WGC, the hero, all of this. You know, he was going to be number one. Where's he at now? It's like he's struggling on the greens where he was so good.
Yeah, he's not in a very good spot. Hideki's got a pressure on him, Danielle, that I don't think any other player in the world has, and that is he's got the pressure of a golf-crazy country, Japan. It's totally different for a player from Japan and the weight and the pressure that they feel, the media that follow him every step of the way. And I truly believe when he gave away that PGA championship a couple of years ago, when he had a chance to win the PGA and let it get away, that has had a big impact on Hideki. It was almost kind of an embarrassment, a national embarrassment for him. And this pressure that he is feeling because of where he is from and that he's carrying this country's torch for golf, is really difficult, unlike any other American player.
Yeah, I remember there was the SPS Championship, and one of the Japanese women was playing. They had to open up the Turtle Bay Ballroom because there were 60 media outlets that wanted to cover her. 60 from Japan alone. It is an incredible weight. So we're going to come back because they're doing a refinement at Kapalua. And when you see photos, it's amazing what they're doing at Kapalua. We'll be back with Mark Rolfing, Golf Channel analyst and golf commentator, right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
I just listed my home.
I hear first impressions matter.
My realtor said what they see first when they pull up sets the tone for the whole visit. Can you guess what Realtor.com said is the highest return on investment you can make?
No.
Your garage door.
Yes. Since people see that first and it makes your home stand out, you can have a beautiful home now, then get all your money back when you sell. It'll probably sell faster. Rainer Doors of Hawaii, 676-3667.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futuristone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futuristone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
This portion of the Golf Club is brought to you by Creative Plumbing. When your building's hot water system needs new life or a new high-rise system, new build or renovation, call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futuristone's master craftsmen can turn your townhouse complex driveway and sideway into beautiful self-draining areas, adding to the value of your project. Turn your concrete floors into colorful masterpieces with Futuristone. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Mark Rolfing, golf analyst and golf commentator for Golf Channel, NBC Sports. And I think it's safe to say one of the main proponents, the people who made it possible for us to go to the Tournament of Champions at Kapalua, the Century Tournament of Champions at Kapalua every year, where the champions of the PGA Tour come together and compete on the plantation course every year. And now the refinement and plantation court look nude. It's like they're taking all the, she's nude.
Yeah, I'm not sure refinement is quite a strong enough word. I got to tell you, I'm pretty shocked by watching this transformation, really, of what it's been up there. And it's been one of the real joys of my career to be involved in it. People are going to be shocked when they see this thing. You know, we sat there in the press conference that you were at the Century Tournament of Champions and said, you know, the course has gotten too hard for the average golfer. Well, what they're going to see that's going to make it better for them is that the greens, for the most part, have been softened. The greens that had all these severe slopes, 8, 10, 13, a number of them, are practically flat now. There's some smaller undulations in them, but the greens have been softened a lot. And there are a number of new forward tees. So some of these holes for the average players are going to play shorter. But what the pros, what the best players in the world are going to see at Century in January is a golf course where you have to drive the ball totally different from what you did before. There are some teeing areas out there that are just beyond belief how the holes have changed. Number 3 and number 9, there are two new tees in that area back there that totally changed those holes. Both of them are going to play 40 yards longer. The par 3 8 over the gulch that's been a straight shot across the gulch, that tee is now moved over below the 7th green. It's perched right out on the gulch. It's going to be a 4 or 5 iron shot. A lot of times during the tournament, playing 220 from up there, that may be the hardest shot on the course now. There's some bunkers that have popped up. The players are going to go, whoa, where did that come from? Out at number 5 up on the top of the hill, there's a fairway bunker that is right exactly where the speed slot is to hit it the furthest. There's a new bunker up at 16. That's been a real easy hole the last 5 or 10 years in the tournament. It's now going to become a really hard driving hole. So the course has really changed dramatically. It is going to be spectacular, and as good as the plantation was, it is going to be way better when everybody sees this finished thing in the fall.
Yeah, it's just something. I mean, when I look at the photos, the drone videos, and when I say she looks nude, it's because the grass is literally stripped off the fairways and the greens. So what are they putting back on those fairways and greens?
Well, there's a Celebration Bermuda that's going into the fairways, and what that's going to do, Danielle, is actually firm up the conditions. It's going to be a little bit more like it was 25 or 30 years ago when the course first opened. It's going to be bouncier. That's going to help the average player hit the ball further. You're going to be able to roll it up onto these greens like you haven't been able to the last few years. And then there is a Tiff Eagle that is going on the putting surfaces. They're going to putt great. So the grass is being planted in a lot of areas now. Most of the work on the front nine is already done. The last visit by Coor and Crenshaw on the PGA Tour and everybody is actually Monday, the week after the PGA. So I fly to New York and then turn around and fly right back out here with everybody on May 20th. And by the end of that week of May 20th, all the final decisions will have been made. And for all practical purposes, by the beginning of June, this refinement is going to be done, and it's going to be nothing but planting grass after that.
Wow, that is incredible. The timeline is amazing. Okay, so you're going to be back. How about the 29th we talk?
Yeah, you know, I'd love to, and we got to get you over here. And what's great is even though the tournament is in January, and that's where the world is going to get to see the plantation, people here in Hawaii, I think that at the rate we're going right now, if the weather stays reasonably good throughout the summer, we're going to be playing it late in the fall. Wow. and in December for sure. So people are going to get a chance to get out there before McIlroy even does.
Wow. Yeah, I'd love to do my show from there. That would be awesome, you know, when it's being played for the first time. Mark Rolfing, golf analyst and golf commentator, Golf Channel, NBC Sports. Can't wait to see you live from the PGA Championship coming up in just, 10 days. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Let's do it, Danielle. Take care.
Aloha. We're going to come back. We've got Ken Green, 5-time PGA Tour winner, 11-time worldwide champion, and on the 89 Ryder Cup team. He's now the author. He has a book out, but his new book is powerful, and it's Hunter of Hope. We're going to talk with Ken Green after this. We're going to give somebody 2 rounds of golf at Poipu Bay. Okay, this is good for 1 year, so it's not like you've got to live on Kauai, but you're welcome if you're living on Kauai to call 808-545-1111 around the state, 545-1111. Dial it with the 808 Neighbor Islands, 545-1111. Win 2 rounds of golf at Poipu Bay for Mother's Day. My name's Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
Power at your fingertips. Aloha, our equipment.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens, your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
And we have a winner. Congratulations, Maui's Steve Morton. You are the winner of the 2 rounds of golf. Poipu Bay, absolutely spectacular golf course. You're going to love it. And we'll be in touch with you to get those certificates, the gift certificates to you on Maui. Now, Ken Green is a 5-time PGA Tour champion, 11 professional wins Champions Tour player. He'll be playing the Senior PGA Championship at Oak Hill Country Club in Rochester, New York. It's May 21st to the 26th. And he is the author of Hunter of Hope. Welcome into the clubhouse, Ken.
Hi, Danielle. How are you doing?
Excellent. Good to talk to you, sir. I was going through, I don't have a copy of your book. When is it coming out?
It will be out at the end of the month.
At the end of the month. Available like Amazon and anywhere we get our books?
The best way to get it is kengreengolf.com.
Okay, kengreengolf.com.
Kengreengolf.com. And just so you guys know that any money that I make from this all goes to my dog foundation. So for animal lovers who may not like Ken Green, that's still a good reason to buy the book.
Ken Green is a very outspoken man. He went through tragedy in 2010. He was on his way to a Champions Tour event, and during the drive, there was a terrible accident in which he lost his brother, his life partner, and his dog, and his leg. So Ken Green, as an amputee, has returned to golf. Ken, tell us, how is your... I mean, you've been on the show before, so we haven't caught up in a while. How's your body doing?
You know, it's doing good. I still fight a lot of nerve pain. You know, we went through so many surgeries, and I ended up basically staying in the Mississippi swamp before they pulled me out, and we ended up with infection after infection and, you know, 20-some-odd surgeries, and now the nerves are just so overactive that I have, you know, I have to deal with some really bad days. But, you know, the way I look at it, when bad things happen, you gotta keep fighting. I mean, you owe it to yourself. You know, I'm not a big believer in the people say, well, you know, your wife wouldn't want this, or, you know, when I lost my son, your son, you know, we're here on this earth, and by God, we've got to give it everything we've got.
That's a beautiful way of looking at things. You can go to kengreengolf.com and get his book, Hunter of Hope. Obviously, you can see why the title is in this place. Ken Green, you have an interesting history with the PGA Tour. I mean, they created a foundation in your name at the PGA Tour, and yet you kind of buck heads all the time. Why is that?
Well, you know, I really believe it stems from Dean Beaman and Tim Finchin when they made the decision to sue, ban the square grooves, and Ping filed a lawsuit. And, you know, I was the only star that would sign on with Ping. And you know, they kept telling all the players so many lies. And it was so, it was bad for golf, and it was bad for the tour. But, you know, it happened. And I really just think that they've shown a lot of anger afterwards. You know, I've got to word this properly. If people pay attention to when Dean Beaman retired, they will see a correlation with the settlement.
Interesting.
Dean Beaman did not want to leave, trust me. And I think they just... You know, they find me every time they could. And, you know, I mean, I speak out and I have my views. And, you know, and golf is the most honest sport on the planet. And I've always felt for 40 years it was run by two of the most dishonest people. You know, I'm not saying they're necessarily bad people. Don't get me wrong. I'm sure their wives love them and their kids love them. But as golf commissioners, I don't think lying is the way through business.
Well, the PGA Tour established a Ken Green Trust Fund. And what is that money used for?
It was to help me with all my expenses when after the accident.
Did they come through?
Excuse me?
Did they come through for you?
Yes, they did. You know, that's the weirdest thing about them. They've done so many good things for me. And in another hand, you know, like when I tried to get my exemption, you know, I still had over a year of exempt time, and when I tried to get that, they turned it down, and the players turned it down, and I'm like, I don't get it. You know, when you're 25, I understand you don't really necessarily get what life's all about. you know, in your fighting. But when you're in your 50s and you haven't figured it out, you know, all I wanted to do was play every city once, you know, and talk to kids, go to hospitals, and just try to give somebody a little ray of hope, because, you know, disasters happen in life, and you know, some people handle them differently. And my sole purpose is to try to show people you can keep fighting. And in the book, I'm going to reveal some real bad tragedies that happened in Honduras when I was a child. Obviously, you can assume it's a sexual abuse and physical abuse, but it was it was really nasty stuff. And then one night I did something that some people may question, and that's for them to question. I'll let the Lord figure that one out. But I'm telling the truth because I want people to make some changes with the laws when it comes to pedophilia, and they're so lenient, and it's a terrible illness or disease, whatever you want to call it.
In the final chapter of the book, it's separated from the rest of the book by a completely black page. And, you know, it talks about, I guess, that you're worried about what people will think of you after they read the book.
Well, I'm not so worried about people, but I'm scared to death about my friends. Because I really believe that people have a tendency to think sexual abuse is, you know, not as serious or as hardcore as it is. And, you know, I go into detail about the things I had to do and was forced to do. And I'm petrified that you know, my friends aren't going to be able to, you know, it's not that I'm going to lose them as a friend, but will they be able to react the same way?
Yes, I understand.
And, you know, because it's, you know, it's some tough stuff. And then, you know, how I reacted that one night and you know, it just happened. And it's not like I planned anything, but, you know, I guess I'll just have to wait and see, but I'm really, you know, the main reason I've come out with this is to try to get some laws changed. And, you know, my feeling is that it's time we do something. Kids are too important.
Yes.
For us not to you know, step up to the plate.
They need a voice.
And help them out.
Thank you very much. In addition to this book dealing with this tragic experience multiple times in your life, that one can't ever recover from. It's always with us. You lost your life partner. You lost your brother. You lost your dog. You lost your son later. The losses that you've gone through would probably overwhelm most people, just one of them. But I want to go back to something that was really wonderful. You devote an entire chapter about punching the alligator to save your dog, Nip. Nip was not the dog that died in the car accident, was it?
Yes, it was, unfortunately.
Okay. Tell us about when you rescued Nip.
Yeah, it's, you know, he had a wild run, too, and it's, but, you know, it was, it, when you read the book, you'll hear another story about how a dog saved me. And you know, from suicide. And when I tell you the dog saved my life, the only reason I'm alive is because of this dog. And I love dogs. And I just, you know, we got lucky. I mean, you know, it was a monster gator, and everything went our way.
How did the dog save your life? I'm sorry. The punching the alligator in the and getting him right and saving your dog is amazing, but how did the dog save your life?
Back when, you know, this was all happening, when my ex-wife turned the kids on me, and you know, I had 7 years of court battles. I eventually fell into a depression. You know, if you look at from like 91 on, you can see every year my career was starting to go downhill, and it was all because I was I was losing my marbles, basically, you know, with you know, 8 years of fighting in court. And so one day I decided enough was enough. I had it. You know, I was in this depression, had no clue what depression was. You know, this was 1999. And so I came home one day and told Sue, who was, you know, sleeping on the couch because I was being kind of an idiot. And, you know, so I said, I'm going to bed. And I went in and I had a bad back. So I took a bunch of pain pills, mixed with some other pills. And, you know, it was over 200 pills. So I was going down. And then, the rest of the story is being told from her, because now I'm passed out on the bed. And she tells me that Coco, our lab, kept trying to nudge her and wake her up. And she kept pushing the dog away because she couldn't figure out what the dog wanted. And so the dog finally literally grabs her by the arm and pulled her off the couch. And the dog takes off and runs into my room. And now Sue is just chasing the dog, wondering what this has gotten into this dog. And then when she went into the bedroom, the dog had jumped on me, on my chest. And that's when she realized something was wrong.
Wow.
And, you know, I woke up 2 days later.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's stunning that the dog figured that out. And literally, if this dog hasn't figured out how bad, I mean, how does the dog do that? And then has the wherewithal to yank her off the couch. I mean, you know, it's just amazing. And, you know, now, you know, if those that believe in God and those that don't, but I mean, you know, and then obviously once I woke up, I realized I really am in a depression, and I, you know, started learning about this, and, you know, then eventually went on the right pills and got back to the normal Ken Green.
Good.
So it was, you know, it was soon later. It was just literally a couple of years later that, you know, we had the Gator thing.
This is,
you know,
yes.
Qualify for the tour.
And you're back.
Got my tour card back. So that was a great comeback in itself. And then, you know, when I turned 50, you know, the next series of tragedies happened in my life. So I really believe that I'm here for, there's a purpose. And I'm, you know, that's why I went into such detail about the physical and sexual abuse, because I find it hard to believe that I have dodged death so many times that I'm not here for a reason. And I refuse not to do something. You know, I'm not going to just sit by and, you know, play golf the rest of my days. I've got to do something with this opportunity.
This is Hunter of Hope author Ken Green playing on the Champions Tour, playing Senior PGA Championship at Oak Hill Country Club in Rochester, New York, May 21st to the 26th. He's the author of Hunter of Hope, and all the proceeds from his book goes to a dog rescue fund. What's the name of it?
Yes. Now, you know, the wild thing about the book is that, you know, you're gonna love some of the stories, you're gonna laugh, and then of course you might cry, you know, wondering how this can all happen to one man. But you know, I tell nothing but the truth, and I'd be stunned if someone doesn't enjoy the book, because there's some great golf stories in there, you know, whether it's with Arnold Palmer or just some of the things that I've done in life. And you know, I'm hoping it does well. And you know, because I'd love, you know, my love now is trying to help as many dogs as I can.
What is the name of the organization that's going to receive the proceeds from the book?
It's called Green's Dog Haven. It's my foundation that I started. And, you know, it's small because I can only do so much.
Sure. But everybody can do something.
You know, the more money I make, the more I can do. And I'm you know, along with the Dog Foundation, then, you know, that I'm really hoping to, you know, tie in with an organization with the sexual abuse and get some of these laws changed, because you don't realize how it destroys your life. I mean, I had no clue that, you know, because I never talked to anybody about it, and then, you know, obviously what happened is even more. I mean, you know, it's just
Ken Green.
It's bizarre, but it's, you know, it's time we do something.
Ken Green, thank you so much for your courage. Thank you for writing Hunter of Hope. From Peter Costas in the book, I first met Ken in the early 80s when I became his golf coach. In our 30-plus year relationship, there are plenty of highs and, unfortunately, just as many lows. Ken was never one to politically be correct and could easily infuriate some people. As complicated as his life has been, I can tell you without hesitation through everything that he's always told the truth and he's always had a huge heart, and that's why I call him my friend. From Peter Costas, CBS golf analyst. Thank you for being on the show, Ken.
Thanks. I appreciate it, Danielle. Be good out there.
Aloha. We're going to come back and give you some tips about how to get your game on the golf course, how to get the courage you need on that first tee, and how to push yourself to win. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
What's the first thing you see when you get home?
My cat?
No, your garage door. And I love my Rainer door. It improved the look of my house, and it's strong and quiet.
Wow, how can I get a Rainer door?
Call 676-DOOR and your home can look great and be worth more money. That's 676-3667, Rainer Doors, Hawaii.
Nothing short of amazing.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water, or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Rainer Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom, provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Rainer Doors, increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Rainer Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Bridgestone Golf has created a golf ball for Tiger Woods, a tour ball that has sold out across the country. So you know Bridgestone can make a golf ball for us and for women. And we're celebrating Mother's Day. So we've got Bridgestone E6 soft golf balls for the next 2 weeks to give away. They're all about distance, according to Bridgestone ball fitting data. The ball is proven to go at least 9 yards longer, 31% straighter than competitors. So I'd like to give away a box of these Bridgestone E6 soft golf balls for Mother's Day, and you can give them if you win and you want to give them to Mom. Yes, they're transferable. The number is 808-545-1111. 808-545-1111. Claude Brousseau, PGA Master, owner of Maui School of Golf, right here in Hawaii on the Kahili course on Maui. Golf Channel Academy lead coach, Horton Smith Award recipient, Bill Strothberg Award recipient, and two-time Aloha Section Teacher of the Year. He's also author of Realize Your Golfing Potential, Unlock the Secrets of a Proficient Short Game. And he's in the clubhouse with us. Hi, Claude.
Aloha, Danielle.
Good morning. It's a wonderful day. How's Maui? We're getting blown a little bit, a little windy over here on Oahu.
A beautiful day in Maui, but we can start to feel the colder wind this morning. But it's still gorgeous.
It's a gorgeous day. I bet it is. Kahili is beautiful. I am just thrilled to hear about the success of your junior golfers. We are looking at the results of your work with them, and I'd like to congratulate, from junior high on Maui, you coach. Tell us about your students.
Yes. So first, it's a privilege that they wanted to select me as a coach. And, you know, when golfers do well, I'm just part of the team who helping them. I didn't hit any ball off, so all the credit goes to them, and we work as a team. So we have just finished last week the Maui Junior High School competition. So Lena, Kelly Bisso, Kiwi finished first. Reese Guzman finished second. Peyton Shimichu finished third for the girls. And in the boys, Piers Dow finished third. And when you prepare for competition, and it's thing that takes a few months. I'm sure everybody listened to Tiger after he won the Master. He said, we started to work on that 6 months ago. In fact, he worked on that all his life, but playing a shot that he will need for the Master. So with this junior, what we did, we had a game plan to help them to, of course, use the technique that they have, but mainly how to manage themselves in competition. And they did very well. So I'm pleased for them. And then they're going to the state next week on the Big Island. And they keep having fun realizing their full potential. So I'm pleased to be part of that.
Absolutely. States is a big deal. And I have two friends who are going to States. Haruki is going to States, and Trinity is going to States. And I'll have the schools they'll be representing in a couple of minutes. But I want to focus on your students, Lana Kalibuso-Kui, who finished number one, Peyton Shimizu finished number third, and Reese Guzman finished two. But I said her last because she's got a full ride to Pepperdine. She's going to Pepperdine this fall. That's fantastic. So you were coaching the junior high school on Maui girls 1, 2, and 3. All three of them finished. Your students, fabulous.
Yes, that's great.
Yeah, and Pierce Dowd for the boys. That's awesome. You're going to be here on Oahu as well. You're here every month. So if somebody would like to come and see you and talk to you about some of the things we're going to talk about in just a second, you know, because Claude Brousseau is Vision 54. So that's the mental game of golf. And he's also Aim Point certified. So now you're on the greens. He's a short game guru. Realize your golfing potential. Unlock the secrets of a proficient short game focuses a lot on that short game that you're going to need to have to really bring it home. So when will you be at Kapolei?
I'll be at Kapolei. That will be Saturday, March 11. And I still have three spots available for people. I have either 8 a.m., 2 p.m., or 3 p.m. available. So
okay.
People can call me directly at 808-870-1422, or they can email me at claude@mauischoolofgolf.com, and I will be there to help them to play better golf.
Great. That's Kapolé, and thanks to Oliver Alciano for making it possible for Claude to come over. Claude has Maui School of Golf on the Kahili course. You can find Claude Brousseau at Kahili on Maui here on Oahu at Kapolé. And it's this coming Saturday, March 11th. He's got an 8, a 2, and a 3. You can call him at 808-870-1422 or email him at claude@mauischoolofgolf.com. Okay, so some of the things that we're going to pass on, and this is for people who are just getting out on the greens. Maybe, you know, and you still get nervous because you've got to tee it off in front of all these people who are staring at you. And, you know, you're the ball. Don't you love it when you tee up the ball and it just kind of rolls off the tee? Doesn't want to get, you know, it's just that alone is unnerving. And then you want to get yourself right and you're thinking about everything and your mind goes away someplace else and you try to bring your body all together and you still have all these people and you seem to be taking forever when in fact no time at all has passed. And that's part of the thing. So what are your tips for managing yourself with the first tee jitters, Claude?
Yes, Danielle. So either you describe it, you couldn't describe it any better what people feel on the first tee. So basically, the first thing you need to do is you need to ignore the people because they're not really watching you. What I mean by that is you have to distract the distractor. So those people distract you. So a couple things you need to do. The first one is managing your breathing. So you need to take a deep inhale and slowly exhale. The other thing you could do is, that's why it's important how you practice, because you have to build a memory bank of good shots. So you want to go into your awareness of your body of how did you produce a good shot in a similar situation. The pitfall that people go to is their attention is not on their intention. So you need to have a clear intention by sometime what I work with some of the players that have been so successful. Say you need to imagine that you're talking to your caddy in your head. Okay, I want this ball to go over the left corner of that fairway bunker. And then if you do that in your head, step by step, and I will hit a high draw, and my goal is making solid contact. You see, when you were listening at just at those three sentences that I just said, suddenly you block the distraction of other people. Not only that, it will go into your, I call that your system of operation of playing golf. Your brain goes back in a similar situation where you made a solid contact. And then the last thing I will say is don't waste any time. You know, most of the go at the ball, look at your target, and swing with the intention of making a solid contact. What happened is quite often people go with the opposite, meaning they think, oh, I don't want to go in the bunker, or I don't want to top it, or I don't. So they're more focused on what they do not want to accomplish. It makes a big difference when you got your game plan. So talk to yourself, like if you were talking to your caddy, what your intention is, go and execute.
So you're also talking about, I mentioned Vision 54, and on page 114 of Claude Brousseau's Realize Your Golfing Potential, Unlock the Secrets of a Proficient Short Game, when you were talking about the think box and the play box. So in the think box, you're talking to yourself about what you're going to do, and then you set yourself up at the play box, you stop thinking and you just do it. Can you talk to us about that?
Yes, Danielle, exactly. So basically, the think spot is more like where you decide your strategy. And then when we push that a little bit further, it's even you will decide what sensation you want to feel in your play box. What I mean by that, We have different exercises, but let's say as an example, one of the player likes to feel the grip pressure during the swing. So he will decide the strategy, meaning, okay, the lie of the ball, the distance you need and all that. But you also make a decision on the play part. You want to feel something in your swing. Then when you step in the play box, we do not require, I call that, we don't require your intellectual brain there. What it's required is your athletic brain. The play box is sacred ground where nobody can disturb you, including yourself. So you get to the ball, you look at your target, and you swing.
Okay, so the mad professor gets to think all at once in the think box, but then the jock's got to walk up to the tee and just be an athlete.
That's exactly that. That's exactly that.
Because we all feel like we're going to hit this ball. And so the athlete comes out in us. We are KPUA Hilo, KORLYNI Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo. So, yeah, that's really, I mean, sometimes that's easier said than done, folks. I mean, we can, but the bottom line is when you become cognizant of the fact that you're thinking too much about what you're going to do when you're already trying to tee up and waggle the ball, if you waggle or not, when you're standing there, you shouldn't be thinking. You should think away and then walk up to the tee. Do I have that right, Claude?
You do have right. You do have that right, Daniel. And then here's the real golden nugget here is that you need to practice that and train on that at the practice facility. So you just don't show up one on the first day and you say, oh, let me try that today because I'm sure that won't work that well. So what we did with most of those players, I give them some exercise that they can do at the practice facility when they train, so they simulate the first day, they simulate the people around them, etc. Then when they get to the tee, they on the competition day, it's just another tool that they have. The biggest, the most important skill when you play competition, either, at the level we're talking about those junior or even just your listener with their friends over the weekend, is you need to be aware of what are your tendency where you're under pressure. I will give you an example. One of the junior, that person had difficulty to make a commitment and stay engaged in the shot. Okay, so what we talk with her about is really make the decision, say it loud in her head, and go and play. The other thing in competition is how would you manage yourself in between shots? Because let's face it, when you play golf, you spend a lot more time in between shots than doing the shot. So with her, we had a, I asked her, what would make you happy when you're not golfing? She said, okay, I like shopping. So I said, okay. To help you to get your brain in vacation in between shots when you compete, just think you go shopping. You get your graduation party coming soon. What dress do you want to wear? What color of shoe? Would you wear any jewelry? And then, so your brain goes away from golf. You keep your energy. And then when you get close to the ball, it's having like a switch. The light goes on now. Okay. Cut everything, have a clear intention, make decision, go and play. And she made 11 birdies in 2 rounds, so I guess this worked very well for her.
That's fantastic. She made 11 birdies in 2 rounds. That's amazing. I mean, but I like that because I've heard that from the LPGA professionals, that between shots, while they're walking down the fairway, they're not thinking about the golf. They're thinking about something else. They might be singing a little song to themselves. Sometimes if they're practicing, they're listening to music. And then when they get to the ball, they assess the situation, and that's when the golf, you start playing again.
Exactly. And this is a skill, again, that any of your listener right now could acquire. The key is they need to be aware that those skills exist and how you train for it. So it's and everybody can do that. I mean, technically, not everybody can, you know, be as good as the tool players because they have abilities that not everybody have. However, learning how to manage the human being that is playing golf, because can you play golf without yourself? I don't think so. So the key is more, okay, how can you manage your decision-taking? How do you react after a good shot, not so good shot? How do you manage your expectation? That's that. All that people, everybody that play golf can be good at that.
Exactly. So congratulations to Maui's Lana Kalibuso-Kui, Reese Guzman, Peyton Shimizu, and Pierce Dowd. They're all going to States. And I want to do a shout-out to Trinity Ledgerwood of Kaiser and Haruki Imanishi of Kalani, because they're going to States from Oahu as well. And all of the kids going to States major. So we're talking with Claude Brousseau. He's available at Kapolei for 3 hours next week, Saturday, March 11th, 8 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Those spots are still open if you'd like one of them. Claude at MauiSchoolOfGolf.com, 808-870-1422, 870-1422. That's the number to get in touch with Claude. Claude, are you getting Golf Channel Academy back here on Oahu?
Yes, yes, Danielle. So that's a good scoop for you. We thank you for Oliver Olikiano at Island Pacific Academy in Kapolei. So we're finalizing the detail that now we'll have two locations for Golf Channel Academy, and we'll do an official launching of all that in a few weeks, and we'll keep you posted on it.
Fantastic.
So that means that people will have the benefit of a Golf Channel Academy with Claude and Oliver on Oahu again.
That's fantastic. So this is Claude Brousseau. His book is Realize Your Golfing Potential, Unlock the Secrets of a Proficient Short Game. As Martin Hall, School of Golf on Golf Channel said, this is a masterful collection of thoughts and images which will let you chip, pitch, hit sand shots, and putt with increased confidence, leading to lower scores. Claude Brousseau, thank you so much for being on the show with us this morning.
Thank you so much, Danielle. Aloha.
Aloha. And I know our Golf Kitchen Cup champion, Jose Carlet, has been listening and probably enjoyed hearing some of the tips from Claude. We're going to come back and talk with Jose Carlet, downtown Bourgeron. Downtown Bourgeron by Chef Jose Carlet and Golf Kitchen founder Diana DeLucia right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futura Stone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futura Stone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
We put power at your fingertips.
tips, Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips, Aloha Power Equipment.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
This is so cool. Brian Fujiwara, you are the winner of our Bridgestone E6 soft golf balls, all about distance. And Bridgestone ball fitting data shows that it's 9 yards longer and 31% straighter than competitors. And I'm so glad you found us. So that's cool. And so, Brian, congratulations on winning the golf balls. I have a huge congratulations going out. Jose Carle, Downtown Bourgeron by Chef Jose Carle, executive chef of the Royal Isabella before Hurricane Maria did terrible damage across Puerto Rico. Royal Isabella, created by Charlie and Stanley Passarell. And Charlie Passarell created the master planned community in Hawaii that we know as Hualalai. And the Champions Tour plays the Mitsubishi Electric Championship MasterCard at Hualalai every year. And all they do is talk about how glorious Hualalai is and how they love coming here. And I couldn't agree with them more because Hualalai is amazing. So the Royal Isabella was created by the people who made Hualalai. And when you see the pictures of Royal Isabella's golf club, it's absolutely spectacular. So after Hurricane Maria, then executive chef Jose Carle needed a home and work for his family, of course. So we want to bring him in now. Jose Carle, welcome into the clubhouse.
Hi, Daniel. How are you?
I'm good. You're calling in from Puerto Rico, and I need you to speak right into the phone so we can hear you clearly. And Diana DeLucia, how are you?
Hello, Danielle. I'm Jose. How are you?
Okay, I'm doing good. We're having some difficulty with the phone line. So, Diana, I'd like you to call the 808-545-1111. Call that number in, if you wouldn't mind, and I'll stay with Jose on this line. Jose, Cacique at Kiowa must have become quite the home for you for a while. Tell us how that came about.
So that was a great opportunity for me and my family. And I got a lot of friends, and I learned a lot there with Doug Blair. So it was very nice and very good 10 months for me and my family.
It was.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm right here with you. So it was after the hurricane destroyed Puerto Rico, and I think one of your brethren, one of your brothers in the world of being chefs, came to your rescue, and that's how you ended up being at Kiowa.
Yeah, probably for 3 days without communication, and then the chef of Cacique, Doug Blair, started reaching me, and Diana de Lucia talked to me three days after the hurricane and talked to Doug Blair, and Doug Blair find me a place to live down there for 10 months. And so it was a great opportunity for me.
It was a great opportunity. And now you have your own restaurant. Downtown
Bougaron. Yeah, I can.
Yes?
Yeah. After 3 months, I went to Puerto Rico, get back together, and I get opportunity to buy a restaurant in front of the West Coast and from the beach. So I opened my, it's like a 100 seating restaurant in front of the in the little town of Cabo Rojo in Boquerón, and we serve seafood, and I have everything there, like the fisherman and a lot of culture in this restaurant.
You know, when we spoke when you were at Royal Isabella, and you would go fishing the day, you'd come back with your fresh catch, whatever you got, and you'd make that for the people who were, you know, the members of Royal Isabella. You'd go in your garden, and as you told me, whatever God gave you that day was ripe and ready. That's what you would then create the menu from. You know, it was wonderful. But I you were listening to Claude Brousseau, and did he give you any tips for your game?
pardon me, I made that one.
Oh, okay. I thought while you were on hold, you heard Claude Brousseau. He's the golf pro that was on. He was on before you. You are the champion of the Golf Kitchen Cup at Punta Mita. Punta Mita is where Golf Kitchen Punta Mita was, second annual fabulous event with lots of fabulous food. So you were up against, I think this is the funniest part of the story, with Doug Blair rescuing you and your family, giving you a home, a job at Cacique, at Kiowa, and then you guys go to Punta Mita. Both of you are represented in Punta Mita, and you're in the Golf Kitchen Chef's Challenge. So Doug Blair's the defending champion, and you are the champion of this year's event. So you beat out the guy who lent you a hand.
Yes. Yeah, it was fun. Like last year, I was runner-up. He won. And the last hole, he won. So this year, we get until last hole, and this year I beat him. So it was a fun and great event.
Yeah.
Like the same last year.
It was marvelous. Diana DeLucia is going to come on, tell us who the winner of the whole tournament is. And what I need to get you to tell us about, though, is as you were talking about cooking for Royal Isabella, what did you prepare for Golf Kitchen Punta Mita?
So I make my first day in the lunch. I make a mahi ceviche. I make a sauce like roasted star fruit and jalapeno and scallion sauce, and I marinate the ceviche with that. And for the dinner, for the closing ceremony, that dinner, I make a tuatuaba fish with lentil guiso and fish skin chicharrón.
It sounds delicious. The mahi-mahi, and we were familiar with that here in the islands. We eat a lot of mahi-mahi. Yeah. That wouldn't have been freshly caught, would it?
Yeah, everything is fresh. Everything, like, for me, it's very important in my kitchen to, like, everything has to be fresh. So I talked to the chef, Pato. He has to know, I really need fresh fish for my dishes, so they make it happen. Everything
they made that happen
there in Punta Mita.
Yeah, at Punta Mita.
Everything is awesome down there. Yeah.
Yeah, you had a good time. Yeah, Punta Mita likes to talk about being at the same latitude as Hawaii is. So they have the same weather and the same conditions, and you can go and watch the whales. The whales haven't been coming here. Maybe they're going to Punta Mita instead, off the coast. Diana's going to join us. We're going to take a break first. We'll be back with Diana DeLucia, founder of Golf Kitchen, and Jose Carle. He is downtown Bougueron by Chef Jose Carle in Puerto Rico, right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens, your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing. 841-2837. Your experts on call.
What do the Symphony Tower, One Ala Moana, Waiea Building, JN's Lamborghini Showroom, and Park Place at Ala Moana all have in common? They used Rainer Hawaii overhead doors for their door and gate needs. Rainer, Hawaii's premier overhead door company. Provide lasting security and safety for your business by working with Rainer Hawaii overhead doors and gates. Great service, fair prices. Whether you need 80 doors or only a small repair, call Rainer Hawaii 676-DOOR. That's 676-3667, Rainer Hawaii.
This portion of the Golf Club is brought to you by Creative Plumbing. When your building's hot water system needs new life or a new high-rise system, new build or renovation, call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futuristone's master craftsmen can turn your townhouse complex driveway and sideway into beautiful self-draining areas, adding to the value of your project. Turn your concrete floors into colorful masterpieces with Futuristone. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And welcome into the clubhouse, Diana DeLucia, Golf Kitchen founder.
Aloha, Danielle, and hello, Jose.
Jose, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hi, Diana. How are you?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going really good. I wanted to ask if, by chance, Jose, did you get a chance to go fishing when you were there? I know you spent a little time.
Yes, I stayed for a few days in Puerto Vallarta, and I went fishing one day. So I didn't have a lot of luck that day, but it was fun.
You didn't. Well, you told the story about how when you went fishing, it was still in Puerto Rico when you were at Royal Isabella, and you guys caught one fish, and you were so happy about catching this one little fish, and then it jumped out of the boat. How did it jump out of the boat?
We were just trying to get out of the hook, and you know, it's alive, so it started jumping and went. It was the first fish that we got in that boat.
So
it went back to the water.
It went back to the water. It was kind of great because after that you had great times fishing, didn't you?
Yeah. Now I'm a little better now.
I thought that was that story was captured by Diana DeLucia. Do you remember getting that story from Jose, Diana?
Oh, yeah, totally. That was a fantastic photograph, too. It was a big fish.
So it wasn't such a little fish that got away. No. Okay. Diana, tell us a little bit about Punta Mita, Golf Kitchen Punta Mita, the second annual. How was that?
Well, the second annual event, Golf Kitchen Punta Mita, went off without a hitch, and it was a big hit. We had a lot of returning people, a lot of returning guests, very, very happy. As you know, Chef Jose Carle took out the first place in the Golf Kitchen Chef four-hole playoff, and that was, like, really exciting. I think we had a bigger crowd, and we had some returning players from Sabonic, who had Joe Clages, who had worked really hard all year, and he made it through to the third round. So maybe next year he might take the crown off Jose.
Yeah, well, I was just talking to Jose about Doug Blair won this year. Jose was runner-up last year, and then they're back in a kind of a head-to-head at the end, and Jose came out on top. So it's all about working, you know, trying to get everything right. And it certainly is possible if you put the work in. Claude Brousseau was on earlier and said you can't expect the work that you start to do now to work tomorrow. It takes, like Tiger said, I've been working on this for a year. So it takes a while for things to become rote so that it becomes automatic and you can just do it. Must happen like that in the kitchen, too. When you put together something and you continuously work at it, it just gets better and better. A golf kitchen is amazing. I know that your next venture, we had the award ceremony last year giving the top awards. You are an amazing person, Diana. What do you got planned for the award ceremony this year?
Well, I thought I should backtrack and tell you who won the Golf Kitchen Cup. It was an 11-year-old phenomenon who played in the tournament last year with his dad, and Ricardo Tarriba. And Ricardo Tarriba Jr. took out the tournament, and it was just an amazing time. And the Ricardo Jr. was just over the moon. He got to sign a chef's apron, which he thought was really fun, and then he got his trophy, and he just felt like a little mini Tiger Woods.
Yeah, I bet he did. So they played last year?
Yeah, they played in the tournament last year over the 2 days, and this year he won it over everybody, over the whole 2 days.
And it's played on the Jack Nicklaus design courses, Bahia and Pacifico, and there's the tail of the whale. That's the only true island green, I think, in the world. Jack Nicklaus created that because there was this little island. You got to play to it. Jose, what's it like playing to that island green?
Too difficult.
It's too difficult.
it's incredible, but it's a very tough hole, and you have to go and play. It's an experience, but it's very difficult.
Exactly. It's like playing one of the gorgeous golf courses here and saying, this is a beautiful view. Do I really need to do that to get there?
Yeah,
I know. I know what you mean. It's like, don't spoil the walk. No, but it's fun to play golf and walk and enjoy the views. So congratulations. He's 11 years old, and I saw the picture of him with his dad, and they look absolutely spectacular. And you look gorgeous, Diana.
Oh, shucks. Thank you.
Yeah. So tell us where the next Golf Kitchen Awards ceremony is going to be.
The Golf Kitchen Culinary Excellence Awards.
Yes.
Will be August 19th this year, 2019, at Glen Arbor Golf Club in Bedford Hills, New York. And we just left off with a meeting there yesterday with some exciting things that will be on the agenda. It's going to be absolutely the best fine dining event the private club industry has seen.
This is Glen Arbor?
Glen Arbor Golf Club.
Yes, and that's where Golf Kitchen Excellence Awards ceremony will be held in August. Is this by invitation or are tickets available?
No, there will be no tickets available. It's strictly invitation only, and it will be a small, very fine dining affair with some great media and some great industry people, and it promises to be an amazing success and a great night with fantastic food and fantastic wines and fantastic cocktails.
Yes, everything. A mixologist. I can't wait to meet her. It's going to be fantastic at Glen Arbor, of course, the Golf Kitchen Excellence Awards. Thank you for being on the show, Jose Carle, for spending time with us in the clubhouse. Diana DeLucia, I need to thank the people who make this show possible. Aloha, and thank you so much. Thank you to Detail Boulevard, Honolulu's car finish experts. Protect your ride. Detail Boulevard is on Baritania. So as you're driving down, it's on the left side, two doors from Kealmoku. They have loaner cars. Yeah, loaner cars. So while your car's getting buffed out, you can continue doing your errands. Futurastone's master craftsman, turning your project, your dream. You've got this idea. You want to make something, a facade. You want to do something spectacular for the entryway to your home. You just want to do something. Yes, get in touch with Futurastone. Only the best. Rainer Doors, speaking of front of your door, providing lasting security and safety, but also returning it. It's a huge investment. It's not. In your home, it returns. investment in your home. So increase the value of your home with a Rainer Door. Make that major return on your investment by calling Rainer Doors at 676-3667. Oahu Extraction, when it floods, water or worse, sewer pipes break, you got to call them. They'll be there in 90 minutes. 330-6212. Aloha Power Equipment, Hawaii's largest power equipment showroom, two locations. Creative Plumbing, it doesn't matter how large or small your project is, get Creative Plumbing because it's got to be done right. And Claude Brousseau, Master PGA Professional. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2019.